The Heilige Satmar Rebbe passed away in 1979, and we have several Haggadahs from him. I'm going to be using the Haggadah Mahari tab, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum. There's also a Divrei Yoel Haggadah, which is very nice, but we're going to use this one tonight, the Haggadah Rav Yoel Teitelbaum. Marina Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha. There are 152 pieces. We're not going to do 152 pieces, but I picked out about I don't know, maybe 20. We'll see how many we're going to do. We'll try. Okay, he starts in. I'm going to start with Os Chafhei. I'll call out the paragraphs for those who own the Haggadah or want to own the Haggadah one day, or want to look it up. Some really beautiful Torahs. We say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say Hashtahacha L'shana Haba. Hashtahacha, right now we're here in Chutz La'aretz, we're here in Galus, and we long to be in Eretz Yisrael. Hashta avdei l'shana haba b'nei chorin. So the Satmar Rebbe quotes a Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that Rav Elazar HaKafar says that Lasid Lavo, an amazing thing is going to happen. Jacob Levy, so good to see you. Wow, this is really awesome. Coronavirus has a few perks. Jacob Levy, being able to see you is one of them. So the Gemara in Megillah says that Lasid Lavo Asidin, in the future, the shuls and the Batei Midrashos, which are unfortunately closed now, in Bavel, in Chutz La'aretz, are going to be transported to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, Satmar Rebbe says, why do we need to bring our shuls and our little shtiblach and our Beis Medrash to Eretz Yisrael? There are plenty of shuls and there are plenty of shtiblach in Eretz Yisrael. Why do we need to bring along the ones from Chutz La'aretz? The Rebbe says a very deep thing. The Rebbe says that, and Rav Moshe Wolfson actually talks about it in this week's Parsha, Parsha Sav. I'll leave it to you to look it up in the Emunah Sitecha. But there's a feeling that when a Jew gets to Geula, when a person finally comes to Eretz Yisrael, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally negates the Yetzirah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally fulfills that awesome desire that we all have, a little bit there's going to be a feeling of disappointment. Because there's something very geschmack about the struggle. There's something very powerful and empowering about fighting for it. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to fight the Yetzirah and to win some of those battles, hopefully a lot of those battles, so we feel very energized by that. And there's going to be this sense that when it's all said and done, we're almost going to miss Gullus a little bit. We're going to feel bad for the fact that, you know, we worked so hard in Chutz La'aretz, and then we kind of like left it all behind and came to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Satmar Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow us to take some remnants from Chutz La'aretz with us. Some of the places that helped us to be successful in our battles, to bring along our shul, to bring along our Beis Medrash, to bring along those things that helped us to win those battles. He even quotes a Kedushas Levi that some of us spoke about years ago. Kedushas Levi says that even our homes, a nice Jewish home, is actually going to be transported from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, because there's a roshem of Kedusha in those places that we won those battles. And as much as we'll be excited to finally, you know, put an end to the Yetzirah, there will be a sense of missing something when we move past the Yetzirah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, allows us to take along our Beis Medrash and our Shul, according to the Berditchever, even our home gets to come along. Ah, so then you'll ask the question, so if that's true, if we have it so good in Gullus, and this is the question that Rav Wolfson addresses in Emunah Sitech in this week's Parsha, if we have it so good in Gullus, then why do I even want Mashiach? If you're telling me the fight is what makes it geschmack, being able to grapple and to win battles is what makes it meaningful, so then why would I long for Geula? And the answer is because, unfortunately, the reality is, and we know it all too well, is that while winning those battles is the greatest feeling in the world, losing those battles is the worst feeling in the world. And unfortunately, the Metzias is that too often we lose those battles because there still is a Yetzer Hara. And therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe in Os Chafhei, in his Haggadah, now we understand the double Lashon. Hashta hacha, right now we're here, l'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael. We're still going to be here. We're going to be in our shul, we're going to be hopefully in our own homes, but in Eretz Yisrael. So if you'll say, so then why do I want to be in Eretz Yisrael if I have it all here already? The answer is, because hashta avdei, right now we're still slaves to the Yetzirah. and Lashana Abab Bnei Chorin. We're still losing too many battles in Chutz La'aretz, in our state of servitude to the Yetzirah, and therefore we long for that time where we'll be able to get to Eretz Yisrael and put an end to the battles. Yes, we'll be able to take along something to remember all of the struggle and all of the victories, but again, it's not really worth it, sof kol sof, for any time that we've lost battles. He says another pshat in Os Lamed Gimel, Hashta Avdei Lashana Habab Bnei Chorin, and he highlights the difference between Avodim and Banim. Right, we know that there's something called Avadim Lamakum, that we serve Hashem as servants. There's something called Banim Lamakum. The Gemara says, when Yisrael are Osin Ritzono Shom Makum, when we do Hashem's will, we're called Hashem's children. Unfortunately, when we don't do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, we're called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avadim. So therefore, being an Eved is not necessarily a bad thing. A person could be a very Chashev Eved. A person could be an Eved who's serious about his Avodas Hashem. But there's a sense of schleppiness to being an Eved. A Ben Chorin, when you're a Ben, when I do something for a parent who I love and I feel the love that my parents have for me, hopefully, I do it for the right reason. I don't just do it for the reward. So therefore, part of what we're davening, when we say Hashta Avdei, Lashana Habab B'nei Chorin, is that we're contrasting the feeling of a Gullish Jew, where we're still doing too many things for Schar, we're doing too many things because we have to, we're doing it for the wrong reasons, but we long for that day that we'll be able to be Zocha, to be B'nei Chorin, not just to be free, but to be B'nei Chorin, to be Banim L'makom, to be able to fulfill mitzvos without that sense of Avdus, but rather, k'bnei chorin she'osim ba'ava v'rotzon amiti, lasos nachas ruach, l'fanav yizbarach. That has to be part of, again, part of our tefillah, of longing to get to Eretz Yisrael. There's something very chash about being a shleppi eved in Galus. But we long for the days, or we won't do it for the reward anymore, we won't do it out of a sense of servitude, but we'll do it simply out of an awesome feeling of love. Okay, let's jump ahead. And the Haggadah tells us that everyone is obligated to share the story. And that's true even for Chachamim and Nevonim and Zakenim. No matter how great you are, you need to share the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you'll ask a simple question. He writes in Os Mem Hei, why would I have a Hava Mina that a Chacham or a Navon or a Tzaddik, why would I have a Hava Mina that anyone shouldn't have to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why should they be exempt from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he answers with the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Omele ben Zoma lechachamim, v'chi mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim l'yemosa Mashiach. Do you really think that when Mashiach comes, we're still going to be talking about what happened in Mitzrayim, which are going to replace Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Chachamim say back to Ben Zoma, slow down a little bit. Lo shete oker Yetzias Mitzrayim imakoma. It's not that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be completely uprooted. El shetehe shibud malchios ikur v'Yetzias Mitzrayim tofela. It's not that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be completely forgotten. It's just that we're going to be focusing so much on that Mashiach Dika Geula that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be much less. So, however, the question then becomes, at the Seder, which Geula should we talk about? So, for Pashut regular people like ourselves, and I say that with tremendous respect for everyone here, for Pashut people like ourselves, we speak about the Geula that happened. That's the only Geula we know about. We can talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim because it already happened. We can reminisce. We can read about it. We can study Chazal. We can read the Psukim. But what about the Tzaddikim? What about the Chachamim and the Navonim who already have an eye towards the future? What about the Tzaddikim who are able to look into the future and to speak about the bigger Geula? Maybe they should spend this night talking about the bigger Geula. And in fact, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that when a person talks about the future Geula and he knows what he's talking about, he actually makes it happen. The Shlach Kadosh brings a Maimer Chazal that says that Asidin Yisrael Lomar Shira, that in the future the Jews are going to sing Shira, and the way the Shlach Kadosh explains is that the Tzaddikim are going to understand the Geula before it even happens, that they could sing the Shira of the Geula before it happens, and that is going to create the Geula. So maybe the Chachamim and the Navonim and the Zakenim, maybe the real Tzaddikim, while the regular Jews are speaking about the Geula of the past because that's all we know, maybe Tzaddikim with an eye to the future should speak about the Geula of the future. And the answer of the Haggadah is no, that's a mistake. The answer of the Haggadah is that everyone needs to speak about the Geula of the past. And it's with the recognition that the Geula of the future is actually contained within the Geula of the past. Afilu kulanu chachamim, writes the Satmar Rebbe, mitzvah leinu lisaper v'yitzias mitzrayim dafka. That even if you could talk about Mashiach, who knows? Ayin lo rasa, the Navi says. We have no idea what Mashiach is. But even if you're one of those tzaddikim who lives mamish beyond time, who has an eye towards the future, he still needs to talk about yitzias mitzrayim of the past. Because it's the yitzias mitzrayim of the past which actually creates that opening towards the geula of the future. V'chol ha-marbe l'saper v'yitzias mitzrayim hareza meshubach. The tzaddikim are also asked, it's almost like Yaakov, he doesn't quote this, but it's almost like Yaakov Avinu when he bikesh Yaakov legalis asakeitz, and Hashem said, whoa, don't get ahead of yourself. What you can do, what the tzaddikim can do, is that they can go back to the geula of Mitzrayim, which is the shoresh of all geula, and they can try to pump through that channel, through that pathway, they could try to pump out some of the geula hasida. But even the tzaddikim, with an eye towards the future, are asked to operate within the Yetzias Mitzrayim and not to distinguish themselves from the rest of Klal Yisrael on this night, even though they could, even though their eyes have the ability to see things beyond this world. Okay, Avadim Hayinu Lepar v'Mitzrayim. The Sama Rebbe asks in Os Mem Tes, in number 49, Avadim Ayinu Laparo, Lechore Eino Mefurash B'mayim Rezet Teretz Maspik Al Hadalit She'elo Shehizker. We ask a number of questions. We ask four questions. Those are the four basic questions. We ask many more at the Seder. And then, what's the answer? Avadim Ayinu Laparo B'mitzrayim. No, my grandmother, Olav HaShalom, would like this question. It's a good question. How does Avadim Ayinu answer anything? You know, we ask, like, on all other nights of the year, Manishtana, Laila, Zemikola, Leilos, usually we eat Chametz or Matzah, tonight it's only Matzah, tonight it's only Maror, tonight we're only leaning. And then we say, Avadim Hayinu Lepar B'Mitzrayim. How is that an answer? How does that answer the four specific questions that were asked? So the Sama Rebbe gives it's really a tefillah, and it's a painful answer, but it's a powerful answer for us. And he says, Enachanami. Instead of all the fancy Torahs trying to explain how Avadim Hayinu is the answer to the question, says the Satmar Rebbe, Avadim Hayinu is not a good answer. We're in Os Mem Tes. Thank you for asking, Yehuda. Avadim Hayinu is not a good answer, right? So you'll say, but so where are the answers already? When are we going to get the real answers? So says the Haggadah, you know why we don't have answers? I'll tell you why we don't have answers. Avadim Hayinu leparo v'mitzrayim. V'zeo ha-teretz b'kitzer al kol ha-kushyos sa'ila. All the questions you're going to ask at the Seder night. And by the way, when you finish the night, you're still going to have a lot of questions unanswered. And the Satmar Rebbe says, right, because that's what being in Golus is about. Avadim Hayinu lepar b'mitzrayim is the answer. It's a bad answer. Right, it's a bad answer. And it can only be it has to be a bad answer because we're still in Golus. V'shoresh ha-kushyos nimshach micheshkos ha-golus. We give a lousy answer on the night of the Seder because that's the experience. At this point of the Seder, we're still in a state of galus. Maschil b'gnus, we're still in a state of galus. We're still in a galus today. V'gam achshav avde anan, we're still slaves to not power b'mitzrayim, but whatever our power is. U'mishubadim b'galus, we're still servants of galus. Aval b'meheira yigalenu ha-kadosh baruch hu v'navin hakol. But halavai, halavai, that day should come when ha-kadosh baruch hu reveals himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of Galus, and then all the questions and all the answers will be abundantly clear to us. The questions will be proven to not be such strong questions, and the questions that we thought were really strong questions will have true answers to all of those questions. Okay, I promised some of the people here that I would not skip over some of the Satmar Rebbe Shita Dekatera, so I'll give you one. I feel an achrayas to be a little bit honest. Satmar Rebbe was an Isha Emes, so I have to give you at least one real Satmar Torah. And there's quite a few here, but here's a good one. V'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in Os Nun Beis, 52. V'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu esavoseinu mitzrayim, hare anu uvanenu mishubadim hayinu lepar b'mitzrayim. We say in the God that if Hashem hadn't taken us out of Mitzrayim, we'd still be slaves to power in Mitzrayim. Ask the Satmar Rebbe, is that really true? Would we still be slaves to power in Mitzrayim? So he quotes a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, you know, the fact that Hashem promises us Geula, don't take that for granted. Hashem doesn't have to promise us Geula. In other words, we assume that there's like a beginning to the story and an end to the story. And we assume that for good reason. The Torah talks about it. And the Nevi'im talk about it. But the Chassam Sofer says, even if we weren't given a promise of Geula, we would still have to behave. In other words, if there was no end, if we had to spend our whole life being the scapegoat of the world, being blamed and being attacked and facing all the anti-Semitic rhetoric of the world, you know, part of the way that we get through it is that we know it's going to eventually end. But the Chassam Sofer said, that's like a gift that Hashem gave us. Hashem didn't have to promise us that this would ever end. Being an Eved Hashem means being an Eved, period. And therefore, even if we were to stay in Mitzrayim forever, which is an unfathomable thing for us, but that's what the Haggadah is saying. Had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, then we would have had to have been Mekabel, to be an Eved Hashem, whatever that meant, prior to Kabbalah Satorah. We would have had to be Avadim to the God of Avraham, that Avraham discovered, and to follow the Mesorah of Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim, even with no end in sight. That's what it means to be an Eved. But you know what we certainly couldn't do? And here's the Satmar Rebbe Lishitasu, of course, with his understanding of the state of Israel. The Satmar Rebbe says, one thing we couldn't do is leave Mitzrayim on our own. You can't decide to leave Mitzrayim on your own. If it means staying there forever and Hashem never takes you out, then be mekabel it. Accept it. That's what Hashem wants. But chas v'shalom to violate, he says, the shalosh shvuos, and to try to free ourselves from galus. And of course, again, that's very much the Satmar Rebbe's ideology with regard to returning to Eretz Yisrael prior to Mashiach's arrival and building a state. And there were many tzaddikim and gedolim who utterly disagreed with him. It's not my hashkafa, and I'm sure it's not many of yours. But the Satmar Rebbe held stark, and he held that it's alluded to in this line: Ilu lo hotzi hakadosh baruch hu esavoseinu Mitzrayim. If Hashem didn't take them out, then they would sit in Mitzrayim forever. Ain anu rotzim b'shum ofen rak b'geula shume HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wouldn't want a geula other than a geula that came about through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoser tov li'shar b'galos u'la'avod sham es habori es barach. M'la'avor chas v'shalom ala shvuos v'likach ha'geula la'atzmeinu chas v'shalom. The Satmar Rebbe says, chas v'shalom for us to take the geula on our own. We have no right to take the geula. We have no right to build the state of Israel. We have no right to return to Eretz Yisrael on our own. Ilo lo hotzianu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we would have to remain in Galus. Again, it's a theme that he has, he finds in many places throughout the Haggadah. Again, the Satmar Rebbe was very stark on this Nakuda of not taking Geula for ourselves and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out. But Baruch Hashem, we see tremendous goodness coming from the modern state of Israel and the Torah that's being studied and the return to mitzvos there. So again, it's not our place to criticize, but I think I think those tzaddikim who pushed forward and encouraged the creation of a state, I think time has proven that it was a worthwhile endeavor. Okay, Os Nun Vav, 56. It says that the tzaddikim were sitting one night, the Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, sitting in Bnei Brak, until the Talmidim came and said, Rabbeim, it's time for Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. Why did they not know that it was time for Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris? So the Satmar Rebbe explains in Os Nun Vav. The Zohar says that the night, it's a Zohar in Parshas Bo, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was an awesome night. It was an awesome night because, as the Navi calls it, Laila Kiyom Yair. It was a night that was illuminated like day. You look in the Pesukim, it's a little unclear. Like, when did we leave Mitzrayim? Did we leave at night? Did we leave in the day? We sort of left at night, we sort of left in the day. It was all blurred together on a metaphysical level because the night was actually halachically day, was transformed into day. The Zohar says, Nohir have hailaila di Yetzias Mitzrayim kitkufas tamus. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was as illuminated as a bright, sunny summer day, tikufas tamus. V'hatanoim akadoshim begodol kedushasam. So these tzaddikim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, when they were sitting in Bnei Brak, it says they were mesaprim b'yetzias Mitzrayim kol oso halayla. What does it mean, kol oso halayla? So the pashup shot is they sat there talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire night. But says the Satmar Rebbe, no. These tzaddikim, kol oso halayla, they, those Jews, right, living around the time of Chorban Bayis Sheni, those Jews created Kol Oso Halayla. They had the koach through their tzidkus, through their kedusha, to be mamshich bichinas halayla hu, to draw from the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ratzalomar shem shichu bichinas oso halayla shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like the Zohar says, it was an illuminated night for the Jews when they actually left Mitzrayim. So these tzaddikim also, when they were telling the story at night, the room was completely lit up. In fact, some of the other svarim explain that misaprim, b'yitzias Mitzrayim, misaprim is lashon of sapir, sapphire, that which shines, that which is illuminated. So they were literally sitting in the light. So therefore, these tzaddikim didn't recognize when the time for kriya shma shel shachris arrived, until the talmidim, who were not on such a high level, who actually experienced night and then experienced day, and understood the hevdel between yom and laila, came and they said, Rabbeisai, higiyu hazman kriya shma shel shachris. But again, for these tzaddikim, it was kula or. And that's what it means, again, that they were mesaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kol oso halayla. It wasn't just that night. It was that they drew from the oso halayla of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they brought that into their own homes on the night of Pesach. Okay, let's jump ahead to Os Samach Dalet. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shanasan Torah La'amo Yisrael. I'm going to do Samach Dalid and Samach He together. He has a couple of questions. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Shanasan Torah La'amo Yisrael. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Right, we'll ask two simple questions. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Makom, Dafka here, when we thank Hashem for Torah? And what is the connection to the Arba Banim? Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Sheinu De'Elishol. Why do we thank Hashem for the Torah? Why do we call him Makom in thanking him for the Torah? And what's the connection to the four sons? So he says such a beautiful Torah. Chaver, this is a beautiful one. Remember this one. What is a name? What are the names of Hashem? Hashem is sometimes called Elokim. Hashem is sometimes called Yudkei Vavkei. Midas Adin, Midas Harachmim. What is the name Makom? So the Medrash tells us that Makom is that Hashem is Makomo Shel Olam. Umelo Chol Ha'aretz Kavodo. V'leis Asar Panoy Minei. Makom is the name of Hashem that means that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. That every Makom, every place, Kol Makom Ba'ola Mukhshar Lasos Bo Ritzoni Yizbarach. Don't ever claim that the situation in which I find myself, sitting B'yachidus, davening B'yachidus, not having the opportunity, yeah, Isaac Held, in answer to your question. Yeah, B'nai Brak. Yeah, Barak is also a Lashon of illumination. I think Gibbar Benel says that also. Yeah, there's a lot of light in that story. Very good. Not sure where you picked that one up, but yeah, the I think Gibbar Benel already says that one, which is very un-Abar Benel-like, so that's an interesting one. So again, a person should never say, my situation is such that I can't serve Hashem here. What do you mean? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makomo Shel Olam. There's no situation which I can't serve Hashem. And Chaver, I have to read you these words. Listen to these words. He quotes the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, and the Rambam brings us Lahalach and Hilchos Tshuva, what's the definition of a Baal Tshuva? What's the definition of a Baal Tshuva? Very scary words. A Baal Tshuva, says Rav Yehuda, is Ba'oso Isha, Ba'oso Perek, Ba'oso Makom. It's mamish where you find yourself in the same situation, the same woman who you sinned with the same temptation, in the same context, the same place where everything took place, right? Ayin Peirush Rashi Sham. Says the Satmar Rebbe, a real tshuva experience is when I find myself in the same place where I messed up last time, and this time I say, instead of what the Yitzhara says, oh, this is like, there's no way you're going to serve Hashem here. This is dafka where you messed up. You want to serve Hashem, at least go find somewhere else to do it. So says the Gemara, no. A real Baal Tshuva, Tshuva Gemura, is dafka, but also makom, in that same place, with the realization that makomo shel olam, the dafka where the Yitzhara got me last time, mamish in that same place, to be able to say, I can serve Hashem, mamish right here. And the Satmar Rebbe says, some of us think, and now he's talking to his people, some of us think, in the old yeshuv, hayeshuvim hayeshanim shedar b'avoseinu, when life was simple and we didn't have to live in big cities, surrounded by Gentiles, and surrounded by people who are not committed to Torah and mitzvos, surrounded by pritzim and koifrim, he says, it was easy to serve Hashem. But now it's so difficult. The nisyonos hador hazeh gedol lema'od. Now we live in such an open society. Aval ein bezeh taina lipater mikiyom ha-torah ha-mitzos. Hatshuva, he says, but that's no excuse. It's not an excuse from serving Hashem. It's not an excuse from not doing tshuva. Ki ein shum makom uzman ba'olam. Shelo yuchsher bo lasos tshuva l'kayim rotzon ha-bori yisbarach. And therefore, yes, we say, what is real tshuva? Real tshuva is not going somewhere else to serve Hashem. It's mamish in the makom where you messed up last time. That's where you serve Hashem. So we say, baruch ha-makom baruch hu, baruch shenasan Torah la'am Yisrael. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us a Torah and for being the type of God who gives Himself over to us in every place. And we have to mechazik ourselves in that. There's no situation where a Jew can say, this place, this situation, is not shayach to serve Hashem in this place. If I have the Torah, then I can serve Hashem in every place. What's the connection to the Arba Banim? So he continues in Os Samachai, and he says, if you think about it, Nebuch, the Chacham feels outnumbered. There's only one Chacham, but he's surrounded by a Rasha, and a Tam, and a She'eni Yodei Alishol. Right? The odds are against him, the numbers are against him. But he should remind himself, the Satmar Rebbe says, is Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Am Yisrael. If he has Torah, he could take on the whole world. I was looking at my notes, I couldn't find it. Maybe someone remembers the story. The Chafetz Chaim one time, there was some issue where the Chafetz Chaim was, I don't remember, there was some vote or something, and the Chafetz Chaim was, someone said to the Chafetz Chaim, we're going to be outvoted, we're going to be outnumbered. And the Chafetz Chaim said something to the effect, and I'm messing up the story, but something to the effect that if we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side, then we're always stronger. It doesn't matter how many people are on the other side. And it doesn't matter how powerful they become. If you're on Hashem's team, you're on the winning team, period. So therefore, Echad Chacham, there's only one Chacham, and he's surrounded by a Rasha, and a Tam, and a She'eni Yodei Alishol, not the greatest Chevra in the world. But Baruch Shenasan Torah La'am Yisrael, and Baruch HaMakom. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for allowing yourself to be found in every single place. Okay, O Samach Vav. What's the opposite of a Rasha? Normally we would say the opposite of a Rasha is a Tzaddik, right? Why over here do we talk about Echad Chacham ve'Echad Rasha? Why are we talking about a Chacham against the Rasha? So the Satmar Rebbe, and it's a little bit Lishitasa here, you can read between the lines. The Satmar Rebbe says that when you're dealing with a Rasha, not enough to be a Tzaddik. Being a Tzaddik is great, but sometimes if you're a Tzaddik, you can be a little bit naive as a Tzaddik. It can be a little bit dangerous at times to be a Tzaddik. Rasha is going to work with tremendous deception, to do whatever he can to destroy you. And therefore, if you're just a Tzaddik, you're going to lose. We need someone to fight the Rasha. Needs to be a Chacham. Needs to be a person who can use a little bit of Chachma, a little bit of trickery even, to outsmart him. The same way that, again, if you know the secret story behind Yaakov getting the brachos instead of Esav, and deceiving his father on the night of Pesach, and stealing the Afikoman, so to speak. Again, a lot has been written in the Svarim HaKadoshim about this. Right? So you'll understand that a person needs, that even Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Tam, has to use his Tmimus only in the right environment. But when he's fighting against an Esav, he needs to become a Chacham. He needs to be a person who uses Chachma, not just Tzidkus, but he uses Chachma to defeat the Rasha, who's going to use all sorts of tricks against him. Samar Rebbe writes on Echad Chacham ve'Echad Rasha, in Os Ayin Aleph, a very strong Lashon. He says, why does it say Echad by each of the sons? Right? Why does it have to keep repeating Echad this, Echad that? Why not just say Chacham, Rasha, Tam? Right? Or why not say Echad Chacham, V'Rasha, V'Tam? Why do you have to say Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha? Why repeat Echad by each one? So he says a very powerful thing. V'Efshar Shabbala Ramis, Da'afilu Chacham V'Tzadik Echad Yochol Ashpia B'Chol HaOlam. To realize that Echad Chacham, and again the Satmar Rebbe was often on his own, taking on the world. The Mashpia, Rav Weinberger, a number of years ago, told such a good story in YU. We spoke the other night, some of us, about Kedusha Sabris. I meant to mention this story. There was some big Gedolim gathering. The two biggest Tzaddikim who were there, not to, you know, put a price tag on Tzaddikim, but the two Ziknei Hador, the two most distinguished individuals there were of Aaron Cutler and the Satmar Rebbe. And there were many, many other Gedolim and Rashi Yeshiva and a very important Manhigim amongst Klal Yisrael at this very important meeting to discuss matters of Hashkafa for Klal Yisrael. And there was a big debate at one point, And at one point, basically everyone was teaming up on the Satmar Rebbe about a certain Nakuda. And they were outvoting the Satmar Rebbe. And the Satmar Rebbe, this is how Weinberger told the story, he said the Satmar Rebbe gave a clap on the table, and he said, Gnick, enough. Right? Gnick. He said, I come from 26 Doros, 26 generations of Shmiras HaBris. And if I say it's this way, this is how it is. And he said everyone backed off. To say that I come from a line of 26 generations of people who could be MS say that they're Shomer HaBris, that was the biggest koach in the world. So sometimes the power of a single chacham to take on the whole world. Think about Avram Avinu, Echad Haya Avram. Avram took on the whole world, and he won. He was victorious. So says the Satmar Rebbe, why does it say Echad Chacham? Because you need to remind yourself that sometimes even, yes, one chacham, one tzaddik, one person making the right choices can have a hashpa b'chol ha'olam. Lahamid hadas altila, to set the record straight. Ulaharchiv gvul hakadusha, if everyone else is compromising, one person who says, I'm not going to break, could sometimes change the tide and reverse the trajectory of a certain situation. Ukamoj hayah Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says the Baal Shem Tov was a one-of-a-kind Jew. He changed the world. V'achasid HaKadosh HaGra. Right? The Vilna Gaon, he says, was a one-of-a-kind Jew. There are tzaddikim who changed the world. He said, but the Haggadah also says Echad Rasha. Because even a single Rasha could also destroy the world. And again, it's something to think about, especially in a time of solitude, to think about as a single individual who's very much, every one of us is kind of a one-man army these days. We have to remind ourselves that even as a yachid, I could do things which tip the scales for the entire universe, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, or God forbid, I could tip the scales in the other direction and destroy the world. So don't think I'm just one person. What difference can I make? Echad Chacham could change the world, and Echad Rasha could destroy the world. In Osayin Dalit, the Satmar Rebbe says, if you look in the Yerushalmi. It actually, before we get to that one, let me go back a second. I'm sorry, in Osai and Dalid, the Satmar Rebbe wonders, why is the Rasha the second one on the list? Right? You would think the Rasha is the worst. Of the four sons, he should be last on the list. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. Tam She'eni Yodei Elisha. I would put the Rasha last. How did the Rasha get into second place? Says the Satmar Rebbe, that's the very nature of a Rasha. The way of a Rasha is Lios Kofetz Berosh. The Rasha is always trying to exert himself. The Rishonim of the world are very loud, and they make a lot of noise, and they post a lot on social media, and they slander, and they speak in a very pompous way, and they climb the ranks, and sometimes they have a lot of followers. Right? So the Rasha, even though the Tam could be a holy, by the Tzaddikim, the Tam was a chashuv person, the Tam was a holy Tmimus, right? But the Rasha kind of bullies him out of the way. The She'enu Yodei Elishol, which we could also learn in a holy way, he gets pushed out of the way. Says the Satmar Rebbe, the truth is, the Rasha would like to climb into first place, but the Chacham Baruch Hashem holds him back. The Rasha would love to be the first of the sons at the Seder, but the Chacham is oimeru misgaber lumasa, but the Chacham holds him back. But realize, the way of the Rasha is to always try to exert himself, and don't be fooled by it. When the Rasha climbs to a high place, and it looks like, maybe his success is an indication that maybe he's right. Don't be fooled by it. He's just loud and he's confident. But the bigger they rise, the harder they fall. Okay, here's a cute one. If you look in the Yerushalmi, we don't have a tam, but instead the tam is replaced by a tipesh, right, by a fool, a stupid person. So the Satmar Rebbe has a couple of Torahs about this. I'll share just one. Why in the Yerushalmi is the tam called the tipesh? So he says, b'derech b'dichusa, in a joking manner, we know the Gemara tells us that avira de Eretz Yisrael machim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. And therefore, if in the Talmud Bavli he's a Tam, if he's still in Babel, so to speak, he's just a simpleton, but in the Talmud Yerushalmi, in the Gemara of Eretz Yisrael, he's still not smart. If he hasn't, he's still a Tam, he's still a simpleton. You came to Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, you didn't learn anything. Then it must be that you're not a simpleton, it must be that you're actually a fool. So therefore the Talmud Yerushalmi doesn't call him a Tam, but it calls him a Tipish, that the Avira, the Eretz Yisrael, did not make him wise. Okay, a cute Vart. Okay, Chaver, here's the main piece for tonight. And I'll send it, I'll send it around to the chaver who want to see it. And this is really the one to take to the Seder this year. Okay, just a couple of more. I'll say them quickly. I know the hour's late. Anyone who needs to go can go. But Sadi Gimel is the one that you need to hear. What do we say to the She'eni Yodei Elishol? What do we say to this poor She'eni Yodei Elishol? The poor guy doesn't know anything. She'eni Yodei Elishol at Pesach Lo. We say to him, Ba'avor Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim. Sounds familiar, no? Ba'avor Zeh Osa Hashem Li. That's the same answer we gave to the Rasha. And what was the Drasha? What did we say? When we told the Rasha, Ba'avor Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mitzrayim, what was the Drasha? Li V'lo Lo. This is what Hashem did for me, you Rasha, but Hashem wouldn't do that for you. Why do we say the same thing to the She'eni Yodei Elishol? It's so hurtful. She'eni Yodei Elishol, Bavur Zal Hashem Li, are we saying to him also, Li V'lo Lo, God did this for me, but he wouldn't do it for you? Says the Satmar Rebbe Chas V'Shalom. Who is the She'eni Yodei Elishol? Who is this fellow? The She'eni Yodei Elishol, listen to his words. Li, we can learn Li a different way. He says, sometimes a Jew comes to the Seder night, and She'eni Yodei Elishol, he feels, I don't even know where to begin, Hashem. I don't know what to say. I feel utterly unworthy of redemption on this night. Avalibo nishmar bekirbo lishvar. My heart is broken inside of me because I know I don't deserve Geula. B'chashvo eich ezke lezeh acherei sh'ani meshuka rachmana letzlan b'taivos v'tanuge azman. Ribbono sh'olam, if Mashiach were to come today, I would hide my face from embarrassment. Maybe some of you heard, I think Rubenstein mentioned that on Motzei Shabbos. I'd be embarrassed to even look Mashiach in the face. Like the Rachaim HaKadosh says, before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall not just to the 49th level of Tumah, we're going to fall to level 50, the Rachaim HaKadosh says. So what's the Nechama for us? Why would I imagine that Hashem's going to take me out? So you know what we say? You know what we say to the She'enu Yodei Elishol, which is us? At Pesachlo. You see, he's stammering. He doesn't know what to say. He can't open his mouth. He wants to say, but he doesn't. He's embarrassed to say. At Pesachlo. So we help him out. We say, Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li. Chas v'shal. It's not like we're saying to the Russia, Li V'lo Lo. Look what God did for me in Mitzrayim. But for you, the Russia, you would have been left behind. God forbid. You know what we're saying to the She'enu Yodei Elishol? We say, listen, look at me. Look at me, right? I'll talk from the perspective of a Jew who actually left Mitzrayim. Look at me. Ah, Reb Shlomo, welcome. Ah. Reb Shlomo, we start shir every day with your new niggun. You could ask the guys. I post it, I make them watch it, we sing it, we daven over it. We mamish love it. So says the Satmar Rebbe, what are we saying to the She'eni Yodei Elishol Nebuch, this poor guy? Us. We can't open our mouth, we don't know what to say. So we say, Ba'avu Asa Hashem Li. Who was I when I left Mitzrayim? What did I look like? You think I looked any better than you? We say to the She'eni Yodei Elishol, Shuhu Adam Yom is a good guy, as every one of us is. And we all know it to be true. Even on our days, we know in our hearts of hearts, we're good, we're mamish good. El She'ein lo zchus man, v'nechso lo hasag of edas amiti, but our minds are messed up. And we did some things in high school. And you know what? But deep down inside, we're good. But we're embarrassed. We don't feel worthy of Geula. So we say to the She'eni Yodei Elishol, Ba'avur Zeh Hashem Li. Who was I when I left Mitzrayim? You think I was any better? Not any better. Ratzalomer Afilu Li. Uvamadrega Shni Omid Bo. Urumi Mitzvos Umidas Tegedusha. I didn't have anything also when I left Mitzrayim. And Hashem took me out. Afal Pichin Hotzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took me out and took me to Kabbalah Satorah. Because Hashem looked deep down inside of me and said, you know what? There is a little bit that's still good. So therefore we say to the She'eni Yodei Elishol, the Jew who says, Hashem, I don't know where to begin the conversation. I don't know what to say to you, Hashem. We say to him, Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li. I wasn't any better when I left Mitzrayim. Right? And that's the tradition. My grandparents told me the same thing. I know, I think they were so much better, and they were so much better on a certain level. There's a Yerida Sadoris. We are worse on a certain level. But they also only got out Barachmei Shemayim. And therefore you're also going to get out Barachmei Shemayim. It's very different than what we say to the Rasha, when we say Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li, Li V'lo Lo, to the Rasha, to the person who doesn't want to leave Mitzrayim, he would have been left in Mitzrayim. There would be a Li V'lo Lo. But to the She'eni Yodei Elishol, this sweet Yid, who wants so badly to leave but feels unworthy, we say to him, don't worry, you're not any worse off than the Jews who actually left Mitzrayim. And that's mamash, an amazing tefillah for us to daven over as we come to the Seder this year. Okay, Vehisha Amda Lavosenu Velanu, Kuf Dalit, 104. Says the Satmar Rebbe, why do we need to remind ourselves that in every generation they beat us up? Shalo Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu Lachal Oseinu. In every generation they beat us up. Why do I need to announce that? It's so depressing. But the Satmar Rebbe says the answer is based on a Zohar Kadosh and Parshas Toldos. And the Zohar says that anything that we went through in the past is really it's a tzinor, it's an opening, it's a pathway to experience it once again. So we dafka say, yes, we bring to the Seder, yes, they beat us up in the past, and we're still here. And I'm dafka drawing on that. I'm using that as a way of saying they're still beating me up. But just like the Avos got out, I'm going to climb out through that same pathway. He quotes from his ancestor, the Eitav Lev, Ushafte mayim bisoson mimayne hayeshua. He says, if you look in his commentary, he explains, Ushafte, we draw from the celebrations of the past. The ancestors, they were beaten badly by so many enemies throughout history, but they made it through. So we bring that to the table and we say, yeah, we're also still getting beaten up. But you know what? We get chizuk from the fact that just like they were beaten and they survived, we're being beaten, but we too will survive. Okay, Chavra, two final Torahs. The Zohar says on the blocks, the building blocks of Mitzrayim, a very amazing Zohar. The Zohar says, "Vayimaru es chayehem ba'avoda kasha." Avoda kasha is kushya. Kushya is when we learn Torah, we have kashas. B'chomer, kal v'chomer. Levenim, libu and hilchasa. The Zohar says all of the avod of Mitzrayim correspond to different types of things that we do in the learning process when we're learning Torah. Right? V'avoda kasha is the kashas we have when we're learning Torah. And the Chomer is the Kal V'Chomers. And the Levenum is the Libun Hilchasa, the refinement of Halacha. And the Avoda Basada, says the Zohar, Da Braisa. This refers to the Braisos when we're learning Gemara. Right? Kol Avodasam Da Mishnah. The Pashup Shah that they say, the Svarma Kedoshim say in the Zohar, is that all of the hard work of Mitzrayim was training us to be able to work hard in Lima Torah. Learning Torah is hard work. Anyone who's ever learned Torah, even a little bit seriously, knows that to be true. But the Satmar Rebbe says there's another pshat. There's another pshat. A Jew who loves Torah, the kasha that he's grappling over in the Gemara, even though it's frustrating, he's stuck on a point, he doesn't understand it, but it's geschmack. When he's grappling with a difficult piece of Tosfos, where he's trying to explain how the Rambam's sheet over here fits with the Rambam's sheet over there, even though he's utterly confused, it's so sweet, it's such a beautiful experience. The problem is, what happens when your Torah ends up in Mitzrayim? When your Torah ends up in Mitzrayim, the Kal V'Chomer, right, turns into Choymer. And the Liban Halacha turns into Levenim. In other words, when God forbid one's Torah is not pure, when my Torah is being dragged through Tumas Mitzrayim, unfortunately the Torah can become very, very bitter. Some of the Chevre here, we learn Degel Machane Ephraim every week. So if you remember, and he quotes it here, he quotes the Degel Machane Ephraim back in Parshas B'Shalach, where he said, when Moshe takes, Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, Hashem gives Moshe some Eitz, he gives him advice, take this bitter piece of wood and throw it into the water, and the bitter waters will become sweet. The advice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that if I throw myself into Torah in the right way, Lishma, it's the sweetest thing in the world. But Chevre, when you're dragging your Torah, and everyone understands what I'm talking about, when you're schlepping your Torah through Tumas Mitzrayim, through Ervas Haaretz, your Torah becomes very, very tainted. And it becomes a very, very unpleasant Torah. And unfortunately, when a person is nechshol in Inyanei Mitzrayim, everyone understands, Vayimaru es chayayim, and your life becomes utterly bitter. I'll just share a nice remez. Vayimaru es chayayim is gematria ikvus of the Meshicha, which is why we see so much bitterness in our time, and so much Mitzrayim, and so much depression and sadness, marashchor in our time. We're experiencing it in a heavy way before Mashiach comes. So unfortunately, when we're schlepping through Mitzrayim, The sweetness of Torah turns into nothing but building and schlepping. It becomes avoda kasha, and it becomes avodas perach, it becomes backbreaking labor, and all that sweetness of Torah, God forbid, is lost. But when we get out of Mitzrayim in every sense of the word, so then we're able to find that sweetness in Torah. And we take all that avoda kasha and we turn it back into the avoda of the Beis Medrash, which again, when we're in a state of Kedusha and Tara, is the sweetest thing in the world. Okay, Chavra, last but not least, we'll end with one final teaching from the Heilige Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. The Satmar Rebbe comments on the phrase, it's a pasuk in Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Goy Mikarev Goy. And again, this is something to daven over. It's a heavy Torah. And it's something we're still working on, we're still thinking about. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Goy Mikarev Goy, one nation from within another nation. On the one hand, it highlights the fact that even in Mitzrayim, we maintained our independent nationhood, right? We were a goy, mikarev goy. We were a nation that was able to somehow exist within that meitzar, within those boundaries of another nation. And we maintained our identity. It's very true. At the same time, there's a metzias, and we know that's true, right? We kept our names, and we kept a certain degree of Kedusha Mitzrayim, we kept our clothing, we kept our language, all the different things you find in the Midrashim. On a certain level, though, the Jewish people had become almost indistinguishable from the Egyptians. To the point that the angel said, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. What makes these Jews any better than the Goyim? And therefore, on a certain level, it's Goy Mikarev Goy. Like the Medrash says, when a farmer sees that Betsy the cow is giving birth, the farmer literally has to reach his hands into the mommy cow to pull out, mamish to extract the baby calf. It's very difficult sometimes to extract the baby from its mother's womb because they are so deeply connected. On one level, we were an independent reality, an independent existence within Mitzrayim. But on one level, we had become subsumed within Mitzrayim. We had been swallowed up by Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pull us out of there. And the Satmar Rebbe says the following, Goy Mikarev Goy. The Satmar Rebbe says, and this is how it's quoted in another Svarim, doesn't use exactly this Lashon here, but it's the basic idea. How long did it take to get the Jewish people out of Egypt? How long did it take? When the moment came, it took a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But how long did it take to get Mitzrayim out of Klal Yisrael? That took a lot longer. That took 40 years of wandering around in the Midbar, trying to refine ourselves, trying to use the Koach HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Says the Satmar Rebbe, when Klal Yisrael were Mishukayim Kol Kach B'tumas Mitzrayim, Ein Safik Ki Gam B'Yitziyasim Yisham, we were damaged. There was a stain. There was a really deep stain. So on the one hand, yes, we left Mitzrayim, and there's a moment of cheirus, right? There's no looking back. We crossed the Yam Suf on that seventh day of Pesach, and we felt this awesome sense of freedom. And on a certain level, we were done with Mitzrayim forever. But to be honest, to really get rid of Mitzrayim, to erase all those Mitzrayim moments, right, that still pop up in our mind once in a while. Even though I'm not in Mitzrayim anymore, I'm not doing those things anymore, hopefully. But sometimes something comes back, something I did in the past, and it weighs on a person. Right? That takes a lot longer. It takes a lot longer to get the Mitzrayim out of a Yid. That took 40 years to get the Mitzrayim out of a Yid. So on the one hand, we have to celebrate the fact that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every year on Pesach, Hashem plucks us out, Baruch Hashem, rips us out of there, and in a moment, Mamis Yeshua Hashem Keharafayim. But at the same time, the night of the Seder is sort of the beginning of that process of committing ourselves once again to try, with a lot of hard work, day in and day out, to try to move a little bit of Mitzrayim out of us, to be a little bit less of a Mitzri and a little bit more of a Yid. And that's our tefillah as we come to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So Chever, thank you very much for sticking it out with me. I know this was a longer shiur than it was supposed to be. But Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of amazing things tonight. Chastei Hashem. Nu, we should be zocha. I'll daven through the whole thing for 30 seconds that we learned tonight. We should be zocha to have our shuls and our batei medrash and our homes transported to Eretz Yisrael, truly freed from the Yetzirah like we started with. We should be zocha to no longer be avadim lamakom, but to be banim lamakom, to be b'nei chorin, emphasis on the word banim. We should realize that even if we're chacham and nevonim, who want to already talk about the future Geula, but we have to remember that all Geula is rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and don't skip over that. We have to make sure that we embrace that. We have to remind ourselves very much the Satmar Shita, that had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we'd still be in Mitzrayim, because we're not allowed to push not allowed to be docha the case. We have to wait for Hashem to take us out. We have to think about those Sadiqim who were able to transform their Seder night into a night that was kulo or. And that's why the Talmidim had to tell them it was time for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. We have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makom. And that means that wherever we are, there's no excuse to not learn Torah. Baruch Shanasan Torah, because Baruch HaMakom. and therefore can I get arba banim, even if you're the one chacham going up against the Rasha and a Tam and a She'eni Yodei Alishol, and you feel like you're outnumbered, realize that with the power of Torah can always be victorious. Remember that a Rasha is always trying to jump ahead, and only the chacham, only someone who's smart and acts with cleverness, will be able to stop him from getting ahead. Remember that in Eretz Yisrael, he usually calls the Tam a tipish, because he didn't take advantage of the Avira d'Eretz Yisrael. And we should long to be in Eretz Yisrael. We can remove some of our tmimus, our foolish tmimus, and actually become a bit smarter. To remember, Tzadi Gimel, like we learned, that even if you're on a lowly level, you're She'eni Yodei Alishol, you don't know how to even begin at the Seder. But remind yourself that Ba'avur Ze'asa Hashem Li, the Jews left Mitzrayim, weren't that much better. And just like they were afflicted in earlier generations, but they survived, we draw on that. Mimayne HaYeshua, we draw from those openings of those wellsprings to try to bring Geula for ourselves, to make sure that our Torah is pure, so that it doesn't feel like Chomer and Levenim, but it feels like the sweetness of a Beis Medrash, of Kal V'Chomer, of Liban Halacha, and to remember that while it only took a second to get us out of Mitzrayim, it takes a lot of hard work to get Mitzrayim out of us. So halavai we should be zocha to remove every last shred of Mitzri inside of ourselves, to be emes dekidin, and to be zocha to the Geula Shlema, Bekarov Mamish. Thank you very much for learning with me. Shkaya Cheva. So good to see all of you.